Chapter 3, Soul-Dominant Performers. People who are in the soul-dominant state are expressive individuals who are often quick to react based on how they're feeling. Feelings rule their life. They either repress their feelings or let them explode outward. Instead of focusing on storytelling through music, soul-dominant singers primarily view singing as an outlet for expressing their emotions. They find they're able to move energy through their heart, which can either lead them to feeling overly vulnerable in the process or somewhat self-indulgent. An interesting quirk of this state is that their sensitivity toward other people's energy makes them pick up on the behavior of those around them. For example, if someone is speaking with an accent, the soul-dominant singer will most likely unintentionally pick up the accent. Their voice often changes depending on who they are with, and it may randomly malfunction for no particular reason at inconvenient times. Okay, so the main issue here is feeling safe in expression. Obviously, they don't feel safe in expression. The question to ponder is, do I feel safe being heard? There are two extremes of soul-dominant singers. We've got the overly conscious and the oblivious. So we're going to take a look at these two extremes in detail. All right, the first one I want to highlight is the overly conscious or extreme left-brained soul singer. Your voice can sound like it's in a box, so to speak, or that it hasn't expressed itself fully. Your listeners can tell that you're holding back. Maybe you only use like 30 to 50% of your vocal capacity when you're singing. Occasionally, when you finally get the nerve to sing in front of others, you may not even be heard. You most likely have a great voice, but your problem is letting your authentic feelings show while you sing. As a result, your voice becomes a mini version of what it really is. It's most likely that when you're alone, you sound amazing, or at least it feels that way in the car or the shower. But when you get in front of other people to sing, a totally different sound emerges that usually is much weaker. This is because you like to create rules about what it means to be safe while singing or speaking. You don't enjoy singing live because it feels emotionally uncomfortable, maybe even like torture. You feel way too vulnerable. Often, whether you're singing or not, you're likely to minimize your own presence and give your energy to others. You can appear to be an introvert, yet inwardly, you strongly crave external approval. So now I want you to picture, I have a lady in a bathtub. It's not showing anything, but she has a mic. Well, actually, she's using the shower spray. She's singing into that. She's like, yay! And, you know, I have heard so many times as a vocal coach, and I'm sure a lot of vocal coaches can relate to this, and a lot of people can relate to this. The singer says, it sounded so good when I was singing in my car, or it sounded so good when I was in my shower. But when I got in front of you, like, oh my gosh, it just sounded different. If you feel like that when you sing, like your voice is just not the same, you're probably operating from the left side and you're a soul singer. This isn't a bad thing. It's just a stage that you go through. So I'm calling you a soul singer. And I do that throughout these chapters, not to label you, but to help you understand that it's a state. And it's easier for me to say soul singer than the state of operating from the left brain soul. So the woman sounds great when she's singing alone. But then when she gets in front of others, she feels naked and all her walls go up. When overly conscious singers finally let go of their shyness, they often become incredible studio singers because they're naturally in touch with their heart and soul. Once they set it free, we're all in for a treat. Until the voice is fully realized, this group of singers won't be satisfied with their vocal expression, which is a blessing in disguise because it's that dissatisfaction that eventually compels them to come out of their shell. As a vocal empowerment coach, this is my favorite group of singers to observe as they evolve into empowered artists. The reason I love to observe this group and help them so much is because you get to see a dramatic change in their voice. And it's so cool when the soul opens up and becomes balanced. I'll give you an example. Sometimes people end up pulling their larynx up because they feel shy, or oftentimes you'll hear singers complain, I feel like I sound like a child when I sing, or they have an extra light, timid voice. Or sometimes people even put in positions on their voice like this because they feel like they have to put up a wall. And so it will actually manifest in their voice. There are so many different kinds of things. I had one guy that came in and he sounded like he was singing in a box. When he spoke, he was like, hello. And then he'd sing and he'd be like, me, 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 me. And it was just because he was so scared that his voice box closed up on him emotionally. And so I helped him open it. And there's different tricks that people play on themselves to hide. But again, I love watching this group because when they find their core voice, it is so incredible to see them transform. And again, usually this group can already sing. They just are having other issues related to the soul. The second kind of soul singer I'd like to highlight is the oblivious, which is on the extreme right side. You get so caught up in the emotion of the song that you frequently disconnect from your audience. Your focus and tendency is to just express yourself and jam out. In the worst case scenario, you're like those contestants on American Idol who sing their hearts out and then are dumbfounded when Simon Cowell says, "You're horrendous and should certainly keep a day job." Now, honestly, I did say worst case scenario. That's very rare. I mean, most people think they're a lot worse than they really are, but there are few who think they're better. In any matter, you wouldn't know what to do with a compliment because you don't even know how great or challenged your voice really is. You haven't spent the time getting acquainted with your entire instrument. Therefore, you don't have a sense of your own voice or the power of your vibration as you sing. Your ideas about singing are based almost purely on feeling rather than a balance of mind, soul, and body awareness. We might find you singing along with your favorite singers and imitating their voice, but all the while completely rejecting your own. You may be frustrated because you haven't found your voice yet. However, if you are in this group and were born with an amazing voice, you can find great success in a singing career as your instrument evolves and actually shifts into balance from being extreme to being a balanced singer. You're most likely better at recording in the studio than performing live due to your tendencies of becoming self-absorbed and disconnected from your audience. So now we have a picture of a singer who has his eyes closed, his mouth is wide open, he's just singing passionately from his heart, and he's purely focused on expressing his emotion, which isn't a bad thing, it's just too much of a good thing. He's not aware of his environment, and he's completely shut out his audience. A lot of times, if singers are really talented, like I said, they can get away with being in the stage, but it's not a good stage to stay in because you definitely won't make growth if you're not connected to your audience. So what is required is a deeper self-connection. I love working with singers in this stage because they're fun. I like to open them up. I like to get them looking in the mirror, giving you a lot of different tools right now. But what's most important is that you become self-aware. So I want you to, every time you get a different example, try to go deep and look at your own areas that you struggle with and look at, why am I really doing that? And this will really, really help you. If you're the lead singer of a band, while others watch you, they feel like they're not part of the experience. However, on the flip side, you might be extremely entertaining if you're lucky enough to be born with natural charisma. People who land in this state usually are lucky enough to be connected to their vocal passion and power. They can tune into and embody the energy of a song, but at times not really experience the notes the way a perfectionist singer would. For them, it's all about the feeling which can work for or against this kind of singer. Soul dominant summary. The soul dominant singer is the state typically visited by those singers who are about to blossom into their full potential. Their natural abilities of being in touch with their feelings while at the same time being present with the song are their best assets. However, having the patience to do it in a balanced, self-accepting way takes practice, even for the best of us.